The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. It's nice to be with you here all, be with all of you here tonight. So maybe we'll just begin with some gentle breaths connecting to the experience of breathing, the sensation of breathing. Maybe it's the chest moving or the abdomen moving. Using these experiences, a place where we can rest the mind, so to speak. In a way that we can come together, get collected. Rather than all the wandering that minds like to do. And when you feel or notice that the mind, in fact, is wandering, just very simply, gently, begin again. With noticing the sensations of breathing. Feeling from the inside what it feels like to have an in-breath. Not so much thinking about an in-breath, but feeling it, experiencing it. And of course, the same with an out-breath. How can you tell the difference between inhales and exhales? How do they feel? We don't have to make it a problem when we discover that we're no longer paying attention to the sensations of breathing. It's just what happens. It's that simple. Notice that sounds just appear. We don't make them appear. They arise and pass away. We're not controlling them. Notice that sensations in the body become evident, appear. We're not controlling that either. Notice that thoughts arise. Sometimes we get caught in them, sometimes we don't. Who's controlling that? Is there a controller of all these experiences, making them happen, making the noticing of them happen? These experiences arise and pass away. Who's making them? What is making them? Is there a controller? They're out of control, out of our control. So notice that you're not making any of these experiences. The sensations in the body, the sounds, the thoughts, the hearing. You're not at the center controlling everything, making it all happen. Or are you? Does it feel like you are at the center? Where is the center? And if you're not sure, what is she talking about? Just notice that thought arose. And then begin again with the sensations of breathing. Nothing needs to happen. We're just noticing a little bit of inquiry. can be helpful to have this inquiry of who or what is at the center of it all, or who or what is making all this happen. Who or what is experiencing? And who or what is having the inquiry about experiencing? It feels like this is something that's just a quandary, something to get tangled up in. You can just let it go. We don't meditate so that we can get tangled up in things. But if we can have this inquiry, and discover that we can't find a central control tower, or we might have that feeling, but when we look for it, we can't quite find it. This might be a way that can provide some more ease and freedom, and also to help us connect with everything, everybody, as opposed to the maybe self-concerned, self-centered way we often view the world and our experiences. And this way, our meditation practice that supports these types of inquiries can be a benefit not only for ourselves, but for everybody we come in contact with. And so our practice can help make the world be a world in which there's a little bit less self-concern, a little bit more connection.